Naz, are you back in Toronto? You're back in Canada. How's isolation life treating you so far?
I mean, not that great. It's pretty quiet, that's for sure. I'm still in Denver. Haven't had the chance to come home yet, so I'm just kind of waiting to see how things unfold and just try to make a decision after that.
You're getting good at trick shots though, huh? Is that's the way that you're that's your thing that you're doing with the downtime?
Honestly, I enjoy it because it just kills hours, and it's something that I don't have to figure out to try to find something to do. So, they're working for me. They're pretty cool. It kills some time, and it's some pretty good content. So hopefully the fans like it.
Yeah, man, it is fun. It's crazy, like the amount of trick shot stuff that's come out. Like this is just okay. You put people alone, you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna try to find ways to throw ping pong balls into containers. Like they're gonna spend hours throwing ping pong balls into containers. Like this is what we are when we're caged up. Like we're trick shot artists. Everybody wants to do that. You mentioned it, man. Everybody wants to kill time. Everyone wants to have a goal. Everyone wants to celebrate something. That's it.
Exactly, and that's basically the reason why I did it. I just needed to pass some time and felt like that was a good way. So I could just try to have fun with it.
So we're all friends here. Hey, listen, it's just the three of us dudes talking. Be straight with us. Was that the first attempt, like you claimed on the Instagram post?
I don't know if I should get in my dirty laundry on here or not, but no, it definitely was not. I was in my basement for hours trying that shot, and I finally nailed it and was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, I have a little hoop, one of those mini hoops with just the little mini basketball, and I've never had a better purchase in my entire life. Like it's made, I think I paid maybe $20 for this thing, and it's the best $20 I've ever spent in my entire life. I'm just becoming the best shooter from sitting on my couch at a mini basketball net that the world's ever seen. Like I'm Larry Bird of that thing. There's no one that can beat me on this
Yeah.
court. I guarantee you.
Oh, I might have to head to Amazon online and order one of those bad boys for
Oh,
sure.
dude, do it. It's so worth it. It is so unbelievably worth it. What about diet, though? Last time we talked to you, it was when you were still in Toronto, and you had talked about how your diet shifted big time and you had cut out cookies. And we had told you that we had a group chat called the Cookie Boys,
It's
which
kind of
was
died out.
just, it has died down a little bit lately, I won't lie, but maybe this is kind of the shot in the arm it needs, where we just shared the cookies that we were eating on, I don't know, whatever day we were eating cookies and what we were going with, cookie reviews. And how are you doing with cookies and diets? Because, man, yeah, this is basically all I do is, yeah, shoot on that little mini basketball hoop and eat food. Like, that's what I'm doing.
I know it's tough. I mean, but for my line of work, I think it's you're always better off just trying to stay physically and mentally prepared. So it's been hard, but I've always been trying to find ways to still be active and just try not to coop myself up inside the house too much. So dieting's good, working out's good. I mean, do I wish I could do it with my teammates instead of by myself, sure. But hopefully that gets resolved soon.
Yeah, and you went down with that lower body injury back in February. How's that feeling? How are you feeling physically?
I feel great. Back to pretty much 100%. I was on my way to come back probably in the couple games leading up to this whole fiasco, this whole pandemic that we had. So I was essentially ready to go, and then this they dropped the bomb on us to postpone the season. So that was kind of unfortunate and tough timing, but it is what it is.
So you haven't been able to see your teammates, which I'm guessing sucks. We haven't been able to see our teammates either, which has been good for me because the last time. So I don't know if you know this, but your former boss Brian Burke now works with us. He works at Sportsnet 590. He does the show right
Oh,
after ours. And the other day, last week before this all started, I rapped to him over the show, and yeah, he wasn't a big fan. He wasn't a big fan of my rap.
Nobody was, to be fair.
Yeah, nobody was, but Berkey especially was not really too fired up about it. So I've been good not being able to see Burke. Him not seeing me has been a nice little break. But he's actually on with us later today, and I wonder how your interactions with Burke were, because he's your guy. Like, did you ever have a time where maybe you pissed off Brian Burke like I did?
Oh, several times. several times.
All right, what's the one you can tell?
I'm sure he'd tell you the same thing, but, you know, Berkey was, you know, super transparent with me, and we just had a good relationship since I was drafted, and, you know, I appreciated the time he spent, you know, kind of working with a young kid that was, you know, kind of oblivious to everything at the time, and, you know, helped me turn me into, you know, a hockey player. So, you know, I'm forever going to be thankful for that.
Yeah, he's actually been a real leader throughout all of this for everybody. Like, he's booking guests for Hockey Central. He's actually sending out emails to everyone, trying to give people pep talks. It's actually been kind of a trip. But yeah, do you have one time that you could share? Do you have one time where you could share that you and Berkey, maybe he wasn't the happiest with you, that won't get you in trouble?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's definitely a few occasions, but you know, one time I had parked in and this was when I was playing for the Marlies, I was sent down, and, you know, we had practice, and I showed up to the rink, and I was running a little bit behind, and I pulled up to the rink, and I parked in a parking spot that maybe I wasn't supposed to park in, and that wasn't deemed a parking spot, and I just went ahead and, you know, parked alongside the curb and didn't think anything of it, ran inside the rank, and come outside, and I think Berkey calls me in and, you know, had a little discussion with me, and just wasn't happy with where I parked and what time I got there. So he gave me a nice little earful, and you know, been best buddies ever since.
Yeah, that's the one good thing that we haven't had to deal with yet, is like, he's been annoyed with me. He gets annoyed with me all the time, but he hasn't chewed me out. So I'm just doing my best to avoid that. Like, that's what I'm saying about the quarantine. That's the number one reason why it's been good. Is like, I haven't had the chance to have Berkey just lay into me yet. So it's good. I'm fine. I'm fine staying at home, nice and safe.
Yeah, you want to stay on Berkey's good side. Let's just put it that way for sure.
So this is big times for you in your Instagram and your trick shots. Also, big times for your cat's Instagram account at Jazzy Kadri, which has 14,300 followers. How on top of that are you? Last post was a day ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, we're just trying to give the fans some content, and, you know, we know they're bored at home, and we're bored at home, so it's, you know, everyone's kind of hopping on the internet and helping each other out, just trying to entertain each other, which I can appreciate. So, you know, Jazzy's holding it down. She's always here, and, you know, we take a couple pictures and videos of her, you know, when she's up to no good.
I think if the cat passed you in Instagram followers, you'd shut that account down right quick. You'd
no
be
doubt.
Like, listen, the cat's not passing the art.
Still
like
90,000 away, though.
So. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Ways to go.
The more, the merrier.
Yeah, as long as Jazzy knows where she or he stands in the pecking order, then it's all good. As long as it just maintains the order of the house. Like, that's what we're going to have.
Jazzy might be getting some side deals pretty soon. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. That honestly, you could be a pioneer. You could get your cat a sponsorship on Instagram and be like, listen, Purina, you want to make big dough? Like, I'll show my cat eating your food every single week, once a day. This is how we're going to get this thing done.
I've been over here keeping her alive, you know. It's the least she can do.
I have seen some videos, though, of cats, because dogs love it, right? Dogs love having their owners around all the time. But I think cats like to have the space. And a lot of them are like, hey, you got to leave. You got to get out of here for a little bit. Like, I like having my own time.
Nah, she's, you know, she's a playful little thing. So that's part of the reason why I got her years ago. Just, you know, she's pretty good companionship. So I'm going to have her back on that one.
Yeah, talking to Nazem Kadri, you're keeping the cat alive. You also got a human being you're keeping alive now, too. You got a new baby. I mean, luckily for you, the baby doesn't really know what's going on here, but this must be some great family time for you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if there's one positive you can, you can put it set aside, it's definitely spending some more time with your family. And, you know, I'm sure other, you know, athletes feel the same way. So, you know, our lifestyles, we're always on the go, and, you know, it's always just a routine, and there's somewhere to be in a different city. So it's nice to be home and kind of hold down the fort with the family, which is great.
Anything surprise you about the newborn experience? Like anything that you didn't think about that you were like, oh yeah, that's kind of a big deal. Something I didn't think it was going to be a big deal.
I don't really think so, man. To be honest with you, she's 9 months now, and she's, you know, one of the easiest babies to take care of. I feel she doesn't really give us much of a problem, which, you know, I'm very thankful and lucky for. And yeah, it's been smooth sailing. Her, you know, even you know, her delivery and everything was smooth, and it was great from day one. So I got absolutely nothing to complain about.
So you, I'm sure you have buddies that have not that experience. I am a dad who did not have that experience, where like my kid didn't sleep through the night until he was one, and he only slept through the night because we're like, well, we just gotta let him cry it out all night. Like, do you tell that to your other buddies who have newborns who are going through tough times? Because that is not normal. The great experience you had.
I know, and that's what I keep hearing. So I mean, I don't want to go around bragging to everybody and you know, making it seem you know, outrageous, but you know, I'm kind of respectful of other people's feelings and try to be considerate. But you know, from my end, you know, super lucky, grateful. She's just such a cute kid, and she's just a ton of fun to be around.
Yeah, if I was you, I wouldn't be that way. I'd rub it in people's faces. And yeah, even if it wasn't true, even if it wasn't true, I would lie. I'd be like, you guys said having a baby is hard and raising a child is hard. I was like, it's so easy. Like, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. They're just laying there. You touch them. You hold them for a bit.
So some people might get offended. You never know. So it's just better to stay on the safe side, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Not me.
No, you're a good guy and JD is a bad guy.
People are sensitive these days.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, man. That's the one thing that I'm hoping changes a little bit from this, is that everything is so crappy right now and everyone is having to deal with an actual shared problem, that maybe we stop making up problems and not everyone is so sensitive to just every stupid little thing that happens. Like, that would be cool. That would be really, really cool if that's the byproduct of this.
I would like that.
And yeah, you went through it, right? Because a couple of your teammates tested positive. What was the process when it was like everybody having to get tested and everybody going on lockdown and the communication that you had with people? What were those 2 weeks like?
It was bizarre. It was just very weird, and you know, something I've obviously never been before. You know, I was, like we mentioned earlier, I was working, you know, working hard, coming back from an injury, just about ready to hop in the lineup, and then this, you know, bombshell was dropped on us, and all of a sudden we just couldn't even go to the rink anymore. You know, so it was something pretty drastic. It's not like, you know, they took away, you know, the games and then, you know, slowly the practices. And it's not like it was a domino effect. It was just everything shut down immediately, right away. So, you know, that was a little weird and tough to adjust to. But like I said, you gotta live on the fly and find ways to adapt.
Yeah, we don't need to know who those guys are, but are they doing okay? Do you know how they're doing?
Yeah, I do. You know, I'm fairly certain they're, you know, 100% recovered, had some early symptoms, and, you know, quarantined and isolated right away. So it was, you know, kudos to them for taking it serious and, you know, and taking care of the problem right away.
That's good, man. Last one from me anyways. I don't know what else Benny has, but we've heard from a few guys that have basically said there's no way that you can just step on the ice and play playoff games. that if the NHL does come back, there's got to be some type of ramping up process where guys can get their legs back more than just, you know, being at a practice facility. And so this is a bit of a two-parter, but one is, do you agree with that? Do you think that there would need to be some type of regular season game or some type of exhibition game before they hit playoffs? And two is, how agreeable do you think guys would be to playing in neutral sites where a bunch of guys end up flying in for these playoff games and essentially play out the entirety of the playoffs in a couple of different arenas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard both perspectives, and I mean, for me, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it's just tough. It depends what kind of team, you know, you are. And I know for us, you know, it would suck having to hop right in the playoffs because we're also chasing something for the regular season. You know, I think second in the Central, game in hand, 2 points back from the Blues, which, you know, we're competing for, you know, for first place and home ice advantage through the playoffs, which, you know, is a big time advantage. So for us, I think, you know, we'd like to come back and, you know, have a few test runs and a few games before the playoffs just to get tuned up a little bit and then hop right in. But, you know, I think the quarantine site could definitely be an option just because it's under control and, you know, there's less likely of a chance for things to go bad, and, you know, fans can still watch high-level hockey and someone walk away with the Stanley Cup, which is ultimately what we want. And, you know, there's teams and guys chasing that trophy down, and we know, you know, we want to compete for it.
Naz, thanks so much for doing this. Congrats on the new baby and winning the lottery because she sleeps all the time. Well done. Thanks for this.
Thanks.